How's it going, Joe?
Going great, guys. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great out here in sunny California. We got 100 degrees coming our way today.
Nice. All right. Getting a little bit of that Texas heat.
You know it. Hey, you experienced some of that California heat out here when you headlined our 2017 Listener Appreciation Concert. It was 100 degrees that day. I bet your band and you remember that one.
We remember every 100-degree day, yeah. It's we've had a few of those this year. It's been hot everywhere.
So, Joe, you got a new album coming out, Never Gets Old. I love the title. Why'd you name it that?
Well, I think that the title fits kind of the mode that I'm in. You know, the traditional sound of this album is the sound of my life. You know, it never gets old to me. I've always been a traditional country fan, and like I said, the album kind of lends itself to that thought that this never gets old.
You've always been one of those guys that goes against the grain, a guy that doesn't necessarily do what everyone expects you to do, and I guess that's what we're going to hear on this album, too.
You know, it's a traditional country record. I got to say that. You know, my wife and I listened to it yesterday from front to back, and just to hear what it sounds like on a CD player and record player. I'm very proud of the feel of the album being so country and having a few moments where it steps out into, you know, a little bit of steaminess and a little bit of, you know, hillbilly. But for the most part, the record is just a straightforward, you know, country two-step kind of album.
The lead single, Undone, sounds great here on Cat Country 103. Lots of people loving that tune. Our crowd was singing along with you out there at the LAC. What's the response been like when you've been playing these new tunes?
And you know, it's been great. You know, there's several in the show that have been, you know, very very encouraging. I say Never Gets Old is one of those songs that we play, and the crowd just kind of looks at us and nods and like, yes, we get it, finally, thank you. And I think, you know, another song called Diamonds Make Babies is an obvious crowd getter, you know, from the moment we kick that off.
I love the title of that song.
Fun song, man. And obviously, you know, the oddball of the new album is Baby Got Back, which we've been doing in a live show and we did there in Modesto.
That's right. I remember that. That got everybody going, man. That was an incredible cover. So that Baby Got Back, the Sir Mix-a-Lot tune, is actually on the album then.
It's on the album.
That's awesome.
Against better judgment, it is.
What's next? T-Pain's Apple Bottom Jeans? That's coming up.
We'll have to see. I don't know. Girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper sounds good.
We're talking to Joe Nichols. He's got a new album coming out. Never Gets Old. Is this number 9 or 10?
I think 10 if you count the Christmas album. So,
well, let's go ahead and count it. I think a nice even number sounds pretty good.
Number 10. I think every album's a milestone. Anytime I can hang on to my job for just a little while longer is a good thing.
That's a good way of thinking. You're talking about jobs. You had some odd jobs back in the day, didn't you? Tell some of the people listening what you had to do.
I was I had several different jobs that were they were ridiculous, and I have a lot of admiration for people that have done the jobs that I've done. I was a cable guy, and I was a UPS truck unloader. I sold steaks door to door for a day, and I was terrible at it.
You sold steaks?
Yeah, it was. It's a long story, but actually, it's kind of a short story. Actually, I was only on the job for one day, and I figured out I couldn't make up a story to tell people to buy this, you know, meat. Basically, frozen meat on a truck. So I was terrible at it. I lost all my confidence that day. It was a miserable July day in Nashville in 1997.
Oh, boy.
And from that moment on, I thought, if I don't make it as a singer, I will go crawl in a hole somewhere. I'm never doing this again.
Now, a lot of people talk to me about you, and they say, man, he looks like a Disney prince. Do you get that ever when you're walking around town?
You know what? My daughters are big fans of Rapunzel. Tangled, and they call me Flynn Rider or Eugene Fitzherbert.
I always took you for more of a Gaston type of guy, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd love something elegant, but you got 3 and 5 year old that are like, oh, daddy's got the attitude of Fitzherbert.
That's hilarious. All right, final question for you, Joe. The hair, it's iconic. You've had it the same way for such a long time. Have you ever had a shaved head? Have you ever shaved it off, cut it off? Does the wife say don't touch it? What's the hair policy around Joe Nichols?
The hair policy usually is up to her. I've never... since I was maybe 9 years old, I've never had a short haircut. No.
Wow, you'd look different. Your daughters would be like, who's that?
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, I don't know what happened when I was about 12, 13 years old, but I decided that, I just don't like the haircut thing. I'll just let it grow.
I like it.
Since then, I just keep it at a normal shaggy pace.
Well, Joe, we're looking forward to this traditional country album. Some surprises sprinkled in there, like a little baby got back. We're looking forward to it, Joe. Thank you so much for your time. Much love and success to you, and we'll catch you next time you come around Cat Country.
Thank you, buddy.